150 kilometres east of Hanoi in Son Dong District, Vietnamese field workers have come to measure vegetation as part of the country's comprehensive forest inventory. Peering into their mirrored densiometers for measuring canopy cover, recording the number, size, species and quality of the trees. They're also interviewing the local population about their use of forest resources. While lush, verdant forests still cover many of the hilltops here, much of the low-lying land has been deforested for agriculture. Deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries are a major contributor to global greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change. Vietnam, as one of 30 countries at extreme risk in terms of their vulnerability to climate change, is taking action to reduce its emissions. Anssi Pekkarinen is a forestry officer at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO.
To reduce emissions from deforestation, countries must first know how much forest they actually have, how much carbon it contains, and how much of that is being lost. Only after having all this information, the countries can manage their forests in a sustainable way.
Back at the Forest Inventory and Planning Institute in Hanoi, a data analyst enters the data collected by the field researchers into the Open Forest Collect software. The need to input data collected on paper forms will soon be eliminated with the launch of Open Forest Collect Mobile, enabling field workers to enter data directly into a database via a smartphone device. A team of Open Forest software experts based at FAO in Rome are assisting Vietnam with the next step, which is processing all of this data using a separate software, Open Forest Calc. The National Project Coordinator for Vietnam's Forest Inventory, Ho Man Thuong, explains how the software is enabling them to analyse and visualise the data that's being collected.
It enables us to calculate variables and changes to the forest and tree resources within a certain period, as well as changes to the other environmental values of the forests, such as carbon pools, biodiversity, and non-timber forest products. Through the program, the complete national forest stock can be assessed.
Once tropical nations know more about their forests and can use this information to increase their forest resources and the carbon stocks stored in those forests, then they stand to gain financially from the Reducing Emissions Through Deforestation and Forest Degradation Initiative, also known as REDD+. Dr. Rogers E. Malimbwi is a forestry officer working for FAO in Tanzania, another of the tropical nations currently using open forests in their own national forest inventory. He says the country also stands to gain in other ways from the reduced threat of climate change.
Changes in climate change, they are enormous. We can already see change of rainfall pattern. Yeah, that's very, very obvious. It comes when it's not expected, and when it comes, it's too much than what is needed by farmers. So this really, it affects the food security.
The wealth of information being gathered by national forest inventories in Vietnam, Tanzania and three other countries, and the processing tools provided by Open Forest, will help inform better policy making that supports both forest conservation and sustainable forest management. It's hoped the results will illustrate for other developing countries that sustainable forest management can be more profitable than the unsustainable alternative.